The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello and welcome as we lift up Jesus with Pastor Dudley Rutherford. I'm Kyle Welch. Have you ever asked yourself the question, who is Jesus, or what does it mean to be saved? How about questions like, what is eternity? Or is there a real God, and where is he when I'm really suffering? These are just some of the topics we explore every day on this program. In these challenging times, we believe that God's Word is the source to all our answers. So if you can, get out your Bibles. And let's join Pastor Dudley right now with his message for us today.
I want you to take your Bibles and look at John chapter 9. If you look, there are 41 verses in this chapter. I cannot go over all 41 verses in one sermon. We're going to kind of touch on the highlights. I trust that you are familiar with the story of John chapter 9. If you look at the very first verse, Jesus is with his disciples. And they come across a man who was blind. And the man had been blind his entire life. He'd been blind since the day he was born. And his disciples, in verse 2, they turn to Jesus and they say, Rabbi, we have a question. This man is blind. Who is it that sinned? Was it this man or his parents that he was born blind? Jesus, in verse 3, says, neither. Everybody say neither. He says, neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. Now, I have five valuable lessons for all of us here today. Number one, write this down. Not all pain is due to sin. Now, a lot of pain is due to sin, but not all pain is due to sin. Many times in our lives, we make bad decisions or we make bad choices, and any time anybody makes a bad choice or a bad decision, you end up suffering the consequences of that bad decision. Whenever we're suffering for whatever reason, normally, it doesn't matter why it happened, but when we're suffering, the very first thing we do is we turn to God and we start asking God questions like, why me? Why God? Why now? Why am I the one that's suffering? And usually, not all the time, but usually your suffering is a result of some sin you've committed or some sin someone else has committed. If I had the time, which I don't, I could prove to you that anytime you sin, anytime we make a decision to break one of God's commandments, doesn't matter what the commandment is, but you make that choice, you're going to suffer some type of consequences. However, having said that, not all suffering is related to sin. In New Testament times, there was a belief that if someone was blind, if someone was lame, if someone had leprosy or some other type of a sickness or illness, they believed that it was a direct punishment tied due to some distinct sin in their life. So one day Jesus is with his disciples and they come across this man that had been blind his entire life, and they turn to Jesus and they say, Jesus, who was it that caused this man's blindness? Was it his sin or his parents? And again in verse 3, Jesus says, neither. It happened that God might be glorified through his life. In other words, it's possible that your suffering has nothing to do with anyone's sins, but it's happening that you might draw closer to God, that you might see God work mightily in your situation, that He, God, would in turn be glorified by your dependence upon Him. Our suffering is a vehicle that deepens our faith and leads us to a greater dependence upon God, and therefore God is glorified. Amen. C.S. Lewis wrote these words, "Pain, you can't ignore it. It insists upon being attended to." He said that God, you know, He kind of whispers to us when things are good in our pleasures. He speaks to us in our conscience, but He shouts in our pains. It is God's megaphone to rouse a sleeping world. Oh, there's a lot of suffering going on in our lives right now. And usually, if you're paying attention, everyone is blaming someone else. You hardly ever blame yourself. But we blame our past, we blame others, we blame our ancestors, we blame the flesh, we blame our enemies. But in the case of this blind man here in John chapter 9, Jesus says, no one is at fault. No one is at fault, but it's happened so that God could be glorified. And if God is glorified, if that is the net result, no matter what happens to you, then we should be able to say, no one wants to say it, but if God is glorified, we should be able to say, then my suffering is actually a good thing. Even though no one wants to say that, it's true if God is glorified. Amen. Number two, write this down. People need, they need more than just light. They need sight. More than just light, they need sight. And I want to read to you verses 4, 5, 6, and 7. Are you with me? As long as it is day, we, and Jesus is talking, we must do the work of Him who sent me. Night is coming when no one will be able to work. Notice what He says in verse 5. Jesus says, while I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Who is the light of the world?
Jesus.
Who is the light of the world?
Jesus.
Jesus. And then having said this in verse 6, He spit on the ground, and we're going to go through this. He spit on the ground. He made some mud with the saliva, and He put it on the man's eyes. And then He said in verse 7, I want you to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent. And so the man went and washed and came home seeing. Now here is the man, we're going to call him blind as a bat Brian. Okay? I apologize if your name is Brian. And I apologize if you're a bat. But we're going to call this guy blind as a bat Brian. Now, bats are not blind, just so you know. Don't send me letters. I know that bats are not blind. It's just a phrase that we use to explain that somebody can't see very well. But we're going to call this guy blind as a bat Brian. I want you to note that blind as a bat Brian is literally standing right next to the light of the entire world. Jesus is the light of the world. He's brighter than the sun. One day when you go to heaven, the Bible says there'll be no more night because the light that is there, that light is forever. So you have the one person who is literally the light of the world standing right next to blind as a bat Brian, and Brian cannot see. And he's just a few feet away from the light of the world. Most of you have loved ones who are lost and you'd like to see them saved. Well, pay attention. There can be no sight. There's no such thing as sight without light. But there can be light without sight. I'll explain. If I could turn off every light in this auditorium, including the exit lights and the baptistry lights, and turn off every phone, where there was literally no light of any kind in this room, and it became pitch black, even though you're here, and some of you have 20/20 vision, and you can look around and see, if I turned every light off in this room and it was pitch dark, no one could see a single thing. Because there's no such thing as sight without light. Are you with me? Likewise, I could take someone who was literally blind from birth. I could take them outside and stand them directly underneath the noonday sun. That sun is one of the most powerful, brightest entities that we know of. And we have all that light, the noonday sun. I take a blind person and put them directly underneath that light. That blind person still can't see, even though he's under the light of the day. You say, what's the point? The point is that men need more than light in order to be saved. Yes, you need light, and Jesus is the light, but you also need sight.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.